It's Phil on Crystal, and I'm out here at Summit High School. We're getting ready for rugby season, and I got some of our rugby players. What's your name and how old are you?
I'm Adelaide Brady, and I'm 17 this year.
I'm Delilah Staberg. I'm also 17 and a senior at the high school.
I'm Olivia Lyman. I'm 17 and also a senior at the high school.
So you've made it to your senior year playing rugby. Tell me first things that come to mind when you think of senior year on the rugby team.
Taking control and being a leader to everyone.
I'd say it's definitely just the time to like foster all of like the younger kids and really get them so excited about it and really into the sport as a whole.
I'm really excited to get to play another year and play with all the younger players.
So think back to when you were, has everybody here played since freshman year?
I have.
Yeah.
Since sophomore.
Sophomore, but you've been playing for a while, a couple of years. All right, think back on to, when you were first picking up this sport. What do you think has changed since then as far as your, your knowledge of rugby, how you play the game, all that sort of stuff? You know, just think of those ways that you've changed and become a better rugby player.
I mean, my skills have definitely improved a lot, but I just remember when I was a freshman, a lot of the seniors were really intimidating, and I didn't want that to be the seniors this year. I wanted everything to be more inclusive and less scary for everyone, so that definitely changed.
All right. I'd say, going with, the current events, we have green and white, our green and white game tomorrow. I'd say, going into that my freshman year, I was like, what even is rugby? We'd worked on all these individual skills, but I had never played a game before. I hadn't really even watched a game before. And this year I'm going, it's definitely a lot different. Now I've played for, 3 years, and I know the game. And I'm definitely excited for, the freshmen this year to then come in and have that experience where it all really just, comes together and clicks for them.
Right. Yeah, I think, personally, I've played a lot of sports, and I think rugby is one of the more complicated ones and one of the more, harder to initially pick up. And I think just being older and having played, it makes a lot more sense, so you can do things at a higher pace with more intensity that some of the younger players can't. So, just being a senior this year, it's, incredible to see how the juniors and sophomores have grown over this year, past year, and excited to just see how quickly the freshmen have already picked it up. And I think that's especially good for what the green and white game is for, is just to let them see a game of rugby and also play it, because that's when it starts to make more sense.
All right, great. Biggest misconception about rugby?
That the girls are mean. I've met the nicest girls ever, out on this team and out playing against other people. I remember my first JV game, we were all apologizing to each other after we tackled each other. Everyone's super nice and inclusive.
Okay.
I would have to agree with Adelaide, and also the fact that it's it only matters how big you are and how hard you can hit. I think that's as far from the truth as possible. Yes, tackling is a really big part of it, but you can use everyone of every size on the field and everyone brings something different.
All right. I'd have to agree with these two. I think it takes every single athlete out there and finds a spot for them, and you go smash each other on the field, but then afterwards you're let's go to dinner and go get a barbecue or something. It's super fun.
All right. How about maybe some goals that you've set for your senior year, personal goals? I mean, I know that this is a big on team, big on culture, all that stuff, but some personal goals. Where do you hope to be by the end of this year?
I mean, I hope to be a better athlete. I'm definitely not the fastest on the team, so I'm working on that, and just to show up every day with 100% effort is one of my goals.
I know that I definitely want to play in college, so that's a goal of mine, and also to become a better leader throughout the year, because we've always had so many seniors, so you're always more of an undercover leader. But then it being my senior year this year, I feel like this is really a time for me to learn and grow in that position.
Right. We are going to play in some bigger tournaments this year, and me personally really wants to step up in those games and tournaments and hope to do really well in those as a team and myself. I also would like to play in college, so the more experience I can get and the better playing or better games I can get, the would be awesome.
All right. So you got a senior year left to go, but thinking back on it, favorite rugby memories so far, what stands out in your mind?
Oh, probably when I was a freshman and how scared I was to play. I'd be so freaked out before the games, and I'd be on the verge of tears, and I was just so nervous. And then once I started playing, it just all goes away and I forget about all those fears.
I'd say definitely like the travel tournaments that we've done in the past. Like we did Idaho last year and Utah the 2 years before that. And just like how much those like bring the team together. You're staying with the people you're playing with. Like you're getting to know them so much more. And I'd say that really has like brought me closer to everyone then. And I'd say those are some of my favorite memories.
My favorite memory is the beginning of the season my sophomore year. Because I actually ended up getting hurt, but that was my first year playing, so I got to learn how to play it and pick it up, and I really enjoyed how supportive all the older kids were about it, and just learning something new when you're old enough to understand how to learn is really fun, and I really enjoyed that.
All right, cool. You know, it makes me feel real old to hear you say, I was old when I learned how to play this sport.
Like, some people start from a lot younger, is what I meant to say.
I get it. I know. There's every sport, you've got somebody who has played it since they literally could walk.
Yes.
But it's kind of cool that here, you know, that this sport inspires a lot of people to join and pick it up, and 4 years later, you guys are pretty close to being professionals at this sport. Last question. Well, I got two more for you. Coach Barth, obviously, he's a big part of this program. Barth in a few words. Describe Barth in a couple words.
Oh, I have to think about this.
I put the coaches on the spot with this one. You know, our alumni, they had some words for you. So, yeah, think about it. Just a couple words about Barth.
I definitely say, like, motivated and driven are really how I look at him.
Intense, but very welcoming.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, assertive, but motivational.
Okay.
There's different sides of him.
Perfect.
great. And then finally, what do you think is going to be the toughest match of the year? What's that one that you know you've got to bring the absolute A-plus game for?
Well, obviously, like, the States game, especially because the teams are different this year. So depending on who's on the varsity team that will be competing for States, that it may not be the very best players on the team because they may be on the other team. So just really focusing all season because we don't have a lot of our really good players.
Okay.
I'd say definitely our big tournament in Idaho at the end of the season is really like what we're all training for, and that'll really be like the peak of our season. So that's definitely where we need to bring it.
All right.
I agree with Idaho, but I think Utah. We didn't go to Utah last year, but the year before, and many years before that, we haven't won that tournament, and we didn't win in Idaho last year, and so I think are the two climaxes of this season and something we're going to work to bring our game to.
There you go. Go win those out-of-state tournaments. Yeah. Show them what summer rugby is all about, right?